Tolls for the M50, Dublin's Port Tunnel and some other motorways are due to increase from the 1st of January, according to Transport Infrastructure Ireland. The M50 in Dublin will see many road users charged an additional 10 cent, while those using the Port Tunnel will see an increase of 1 euro for vehicles travelling southbound during morning peak hours. Sean O'Neill from Transport Infrastructure Ireland joins us now on the line. First of all, can you sketch out for us where the prices are going up? Because not every road is affected.
No, you're absolutely right. Not every road, but the M50, which is the busiest road in the country, is affected for most drivers with a 10 cent increase for even if you have a tag or a video count. If you're unregistered, if you don't have a tag or a video count, there is not a 10 cent increase because that happened last year. So for the daily user, your tag account will go from 250 to 260, and your video count will go from 310 to 320. Now, on the rest of the network, we have the PPPs. We have eight other tolling operations. The majority of them are not going to affect the daily driver, except for the M4 Kilcock-Kinnegad and the M3 Clonie-DeKells. They will also go up 10 cent for the daily driver. Additionally, on the M50, heavy goods vehicles will see an increase. So heavy goods vehicles exceeding 10,000 kgs holding a video account will see a 20 cent increase on the M50. Additionally, on the M4 Kilcock-Kinnegad, there'll be a 20 cent increase for HGVs exceeding 3,500 kgs.
Why is this happening at a time when, as we heard just before the break, many drivers are already feeling the pinch?
No, absolutely. And it's unfortunate, but it's the impact of inflation. And we're seeing that across the network. And the agreements that we have with the PPP operators allow for the increase against inflation. Inflation is used as a capping mechanism as well. So that means they can't go beyond that. So it does put some controls on it, but unfortunately, due to inflation, there is an increase.
When is this going to happen?
This is going to be January 1st, 2026.
All right. Sean O'Neill from Transport Infrastructure Ireland, thank you for taking our call this afternoon.